one who can't see any animals. I don't see them even when the guide points them out.
Well, I hope it wouldn't be as hard to see Jesus in your life. Hi, everybody. My name is Zach, and welcome to Keys for Kids. God gave wild animals camouflage so they can remain hidden from predators. But that's just the opposite of what he wants from us. God wants to shine his light to the world through Christians. Listen to what Jesus had to say about it in the Gospel of Matthew. Here's chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Our story today is entitled, No Camouflage. Evan leaned forward as he and his family traveled through the African Game Reserve. His excitement at seeing animals in their natural habitats was rapidly being replaced by frustration. "There's a springbok," said their guide, pointing out the window. "Where?" asked Evan, straining to look in the direction the guide had indicated. "I don't see it." He plopped back in his seat. "Why am I the only one who can't spot any animals, even after someone tells me where to look?" "It's because they blend in so well with the trees and grass," said Mom. "But I'm sure you'll learn to spot the animals soon." "I don't know," moaned Evan. "If I had to depend on hunting them for food, I think I'd starve to death." He managed a weak smile. Dad grinned at him. "God gave wild animals effective camouflage, didn't he?" he said. "That's just the opposite of the way he wants us to be." Evan rolled his eyes. "Dad," he said, "no riddles right now. I'm having enough trouble trying to see the animals." "I think Dad is talking about Christians," said Mom. "He's saying that God doesn't want us to lead camouflaged lives." "You got it," Dad said with a grin. "God wants to shine his light, his love, and his good news to the world through us. He wants others to see Jesus by the way we live and talk." Evan stared into the distance. "You're thinking about us going to Uncle Ron's house next week, aren't you?" he asked. Evan knew his uncle didn't believe in Jesus. Dad nodded. "I'm praying that Uncle Ron will see Jesus in us and decide he wants to get to know him himself," he said. "Me too," said Evan. Just then, Evan saw a flicker of movement near a tree. He focused all his attention on the spot and finally made out a shape. "I see a giraffe! No, a whole bunch of giraffes past those trees over there!" Evan beamed triumphantly. "Finally," he said with a relieved sigh. Looking at his dad, he added, "I hope people, especially Uncle Ron, won't have as much trouble seeing Jesus when they look at us." What about you? Is it easy for others to see Jesus in you? Do the things you do and say reflect what Jesus would do and say if he were living on earth today? Ask him to use your life to show those around you what he's like. Don't camouflage the fact that you know Jesus. Let others see that you want to follow him in all you do. Our key verse for today is found in the first chapter of the book of Romans, verse 16. "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." And our key thought, let others see Jesus in you. Hey, by the way, don't forget to check out Keys for Kids Radio for more great programs like Down Gilead Lane and Adventures in Odyssey, plus music and more. Visit keysforkids.net to tune in. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.